heart, I love you so bad.
For true?
Oh, you mean?
You about rest me, God.
I love you. I would do anything at all for you. I love you like a bunch of love, babe.
And now we are happy to present Mad Love, the Mad Love Hour and a Half. But before I open the microphones for the presenters, I want to make a complaint to PC Brooms to tell him that people are coming on the show naked. Take that, PC Brooms.
No. No, boy, he is jealous of my muscles. I am showing off my muscles tonight.
Oh, damn. Good evening to you, man.
Good evening, Ken. I got the window open and nobody blowing at all.
But the place is hot.
Hotter than that. So, I'm trying to, breeze tonight. Queen, how you doing?
I'm good, darling. How are you?
I am good as well. I'm very good, man. I had a good weekend.
How come you ain't getting living in St. Philip? You live right off a cliff in St. Philip. You get some money, man.
But that way, tell you, if I ain't getting none here, I'm not going to be getting none downtown.
I'm getting
living.
It is coming from my fan.
Oh, you fan. I got one of them.
Okay,
I relate for the free one.
Yeah, you like the free rain.
Yeah, I like the free rain. I want to speak of the night, man. Quite hot.
Okay. Well, good evening to Viobi, Country. Good evening to Mr. Tane Husbands.
Good evening. Good evening, Queen.
Good evening to every single body up there. A lot of things happening worldwide. Once again, there's another shooting in a school in America.
Oh, dear. Another one?
Somebody went to school, one school trip to that school and killed 18 people today in America.
18? You serious? 18? Wow.
Yeah. But if you come here, he met the 18 for something, so. But you know what these things is going? They will start off with 15, 16, 17, and then tomorrow we hear that two people that get shot dead.
Mm-hmm. Dead too, so, going. Yeah.
I know you got people got problems down there, but I don't know what the plans over there. So condolences. That's all you can do to the families and people there who lost their children. But it's hard when you got children. You send three children, and next year, you don't want to be children coming back home from school because you hear up on the news. Somebody go on church, I mean go on school and talk a gun because of something, the kill thing. Yes. Then we had a little situation here in church, going, what about the church? People are, comfortable and they believe the person got mental issues.
They got to be mental, man.
That got to be mental issues, man. In the church, some broke down, they cut back up, cut book people and all kind of things. So that's some kind of mental issue. Because anybody in the right mind ain't going to do that. That is somebody with mental issues or whatever. Man, so how everybody skin, did that? And that thing, settled and was able to recover from that little episode. We hope that we don't have no more of those episodes.
Yep, definitely, man.
Right. Wow. So, everybody, log on to VOB 92.9. You can call it your friends, sometimes it's the time to slip people, so get a little chance here to call it your friends. You remind your friends that my love is on here with PC Brooms, Queen Arch, because my husband's there at the control room. Because we've got some issues that is affect people all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And one of the issues I find in relationships, right? Mm-hmm. Apart from the normal thing, is money.
Yeah, money. Bro.
Financial matters. I find that sometimes financial matters is put a little strain upon relationships. Irrespective of how you want to look at it, some people just figure that me and you should go out. A joint bank account, sometimes that's caused a little tension in the relationship because some men, so they pay the money, they put in their name, that's no woman's name in the bank because we've been ready to draw for everything. And some women say, not me, I'm putting my name. And then some people say, be the husband and wife, be supposed to be one, let me pull resources together, let me open one joint account.
Correct.
But that's one thing. So everybody got the one issues, but then thing. Then there's going to be the issues where who to spend the most money, who to just waste money in the relationship. Mm-hmm. Some women believe that a man, that some men just take the money and spend it willy-nilly. They will ask the man for $50 bills to do something. He ain't got the money, but he goes out the shop and buy a bottle of whiskey for $70 or $80. Then the man would be saying, but you stay, you hear. So every week, when he goes to the salon, there you hear, dude, that's $120 or $130. You can grow your hair natural. So he's always got these little variables and these little different things when it comes to money and how the money can spend and if he makes sufficient money and all kind of things.
True.
And this is his experience for the relationship. But today we can look at it from a different little angle because this is based partially on a real situation. Now, picture this here, PC Bros.
Yep.
Now, your name is PC Bros. You have been allegedly in the force for over 37 years.
Yep.
But you don't go work. As far as you're concerned, you don't work. Your name just by the people didn't draw the salary.
Oh, really?
I see Kenny, they're laughing, so we don't share the brain. I see Kenny get here about 2 weeks ago trying to beg for promotion for you.
No, I want a promotion now.
But you don't want a promotion.
That is true. That is true. That is true.
Too much headache.
Listen. Queen, he's what you call a senior constable.
A senior constable.
So he don't do traffic in them. Yeah, yeah. He don't do no accidents on them. Shit. He sit there, he dance and get orders.
Yeah. He's a senior thing. So, PC Bros.
Yes.
There's a fine you. You are not looking for the promotion. You are comfortable where you are.
I'm comfortable where he is, yeah.
But you're comfortable where you are. Because you figure that a promotion now is a little more stress, a little more work for you, and blah, blah, blah.
Right. Right. Correct.
So we have a similar situation here with a married couple.
Well, that should be easy then.
But it should be easy. This man is lower 50s. She's in her mid-40s. Three children. And the problem is coming here that, a couple years ago, she had a serious fall. Right? Mm-hmm. She injured her back.
Yeah.
So now she's unable to work the normal jobs that people would work. She can't sit down too long, she can't stand up too long. You know that the couple kind of thing, you can't sit down too long, can't stand up too long.
Yeah,
and she's suffering from something what the doctors say, chronic back pains. Which means that every now and then she's back to sleep. She's walking hobbled first of all. Got this spine damage and thing. The ligaments around the spine to get tear and nerve damage and thing. So every now and then her back is becoming inflamed, so she can't work. She really don't work. Mm. She's basically home.
Right.
But she's back a little job every weekend for the Saturday, half day for the Sunday at this little doctor. We say like a doctor place, kind of place, answering the phone. You know how many normal receptionists there? Normal receptionists will work Monday to Friday.
Right.
And she's got a friend that introduced her to this little job. So she pick up a little berry for the Saturday and Sunday. Ain't it too stressful? Even if she's got little back pain, she get $2 or whatever and go down and bring her there and get a little hundred and change when the little weekend comes.
Okay.
So picture it back. Right. Now, her husband works at this place, and he was offered a promotion twice. And he turned it down. He turned it down. That's for the fact he is saying that the job, the promotion only is going to give you a little $600 when the month comes, more.
Right.
And by the time they take out NIS and national insurance and different little things, it is cut down to four change or whatever. And he's saying that the job is too stressful. He see people come there, get promoted, and the job aids them, stress them out. Some people, a couple of people that worked before in the job, only hold on for a little 6 months or 8 months, and then end up giving up the job and going somewhere else. You know, and the last buddy who was there, it nearly sent them out because you got to manage a team. The boss is on your neck morning, noon, and night. Big heads from Trinidad and things when they come down here, just come down here and torment you. You know, they don't got the big management companies and things, and the big boys, the directors and things. They're only seeing dollars and signs.
Yeah.
So if anything happened with the machinery, 3 o'clock in the morning, they calling you. Then you know that so happened. You got to get up your bed. You got to make sure that this year happens. You got to be first for the job, the last to leave, all that kind of thing.
Right.
And the man said, this is not stress. You could, but your wife telling me the next time the position come up, which is coming up soon, because your body getting rid of that. Take the job, go and tell him you're interested in the job.
Mm-hmm.
But he's saying, oh, well, you saying so, but you don't understand the level of stress that job is. And if you ask any doctor or any nurse or anybody with the same looks of common sense, they say, stress does kill you.
Kill you. All right, then. There you go.
So he's saying, you know, it's all right for you to talk. Why you don't take $25 and see if you can work a whole big thing? Because you put all this pressure on me. But you talk about you back. I don't put pressure on you, but you back.
Mm-hmm.
Why you don't? Because, you know, she was working. This year she was working before and she was bringing a little $2,500 Benny month come or thereabouts. So when you care about that $2,500 Benny month come that she was bringing in, that is what really put the pressure down for the household.
Right.
That put the pressure on the team now. Before she was working, everything was good and dandy. And he could refuse as much promotion as he was. Because he didn't care about that part. So she's saying, you are not ambitious enough. You're not this. We got bills, you know, and it'd be heartbreaking when a bill coming right due for disconnection and you don't know where yet is a chain in the time frame.
Yep.
And when you break, all things is break down. The car break down. You're going to look for money, cars, and it's going to be parked there. And she's saying, listen, you ignore the money. The money, that little $300 or $400 more on the salary would make a difference. Plus, the company is going to give you a company car.
Mm-hmm.
So you can let the old car there park. You're going to look for the gasoline, call everything at the company. You get a cell phone, the company give you a cell phone. So you don't go use your cell phone, you don't go pay the cell phone bill or whatever. And he said, the reason why they give you a cell phone is because they won't be able to reach you at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Morning, correct.
They won't torment your life. They won't be able to find you. Because if you got a cell phone and they can't find you, they're going to wonder where you turn off your cell phone.
Correct.
All that kind of thing. Man said he is not about that. Whatever the money they get him when the month comes, make it do. Let me track the downturns. Let me check out the MCTV, for instance, or the cable or whatever it is. Let me start finding ways to save a piece of money by not kept. Plus, and she said he got 2 dogs out there. And he likes the dogs, so he ain't got every dogs. Children, so he ain't got every children.
So any other dog is eating enough.
Right, and when the children got a little medical issue that every now and then just got to spend a little change at the doctor. That the suffering, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it is tight on them. So that is something break down, the fridge break down, you know, where something happening. It's pressure. You want to be in a situation where you can save a little tile or something, a little water, but it's something to be saving. Because your children get ready to go to university shortly or whatever. That's a little expensive. You're going to look for it, you know? But the question I can ask you is she being unreasonable despite of what he said? Is she being unreasonable in telling him go and take that promotion? Or is he a man who lacks ambition? Or is he right in saying that stress does kill you? I don't want this stress. If you want more money, take more Panadols or Tylenol or whatever it is. And you do some more. Because I am comfortable going to work from 7 o'clock in the morning, coming home 5 o'clock in the evening, watch little TV, spend a little time with you, go in the shop, drink 2 beers, slap a little domino, and come home. And when I put my head on my pillow, nobody is waking me up telling me that the machinery is down and black, so and so, stop malfunctioning and watch me to get on there and find out what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Right, wrong, or in between.
No, the man is absolutely right. Stress kills, man, and he has seen people go in the job. I mean, he got first-hand experience. He know what the job entails. He see what it did to his colleagues. I mean, and he's absolutely right. You know, you're not going to run behind money then to spend all that same money at the doctor. You know, I mean, the job, you know, when you go on, you know, they can find somebody else for you, right? So, I mean, if he's comfortable and he could make do for now and the job he's in and he's happy, stay where you are. Leave that job. You know, even if you're going people wrong and see if they got something else out there for you, you know, that's not as much stress. But see, then stress jobs, once you identify them, stay away from them. because they are not worth it in the long run.
Okay, that sounds good. But her argument is that you can't base a job based upon what happened to other people. You don't know how you will be able to handle. You're not even giving yourself a chance to try to handle it. Because PC Bruce went in there and get stressed out and left. PC Bruce might not be mature enough, not to say mature enough, he might not have that kind of focus, that kind of energy to go in there and deal with the job. He might be a kind of person who does get fed up fast. Her argument is that you are not even giving yourself a chance to prove that you can't do it. You are basing everything about this job upon what people tell you and what happened to other people.
But no, I mean, you're looking at it from the position too that if he's going to take the job and what he observed happening, you know, that it's too stressful for him, he might not be able to revert back to your old job. You know, somebody might be his job.
But that's what he's saying too. He's basically saying that if he got top and the bad blow and he can't get this job though,
Right, exactly. And so the women of money kind of at all. So you definitely like she wants 50 a week, right?
She's also saying, go and try it. Fight with it. You might be able to do the rest. Stop for a year and a half or 2 years and then use that little experience that you build upon to get a job somewhere else where you can say, I was supervisor or middle manager or manager at so on. Having worked 15 years doing this, I was promoted this thing. I know I put it myself here. Because some people just use promotions in places as a stepping stone to get out.
Yeah.
Some people say, you see me? I can take the name of the job as a supervisor job. But you only spending 6 months in there or a year or whatever. As my year gone. I can use that as my experience. So all of that she is saying, but right now, you get a bill mark due for this connection. Every now and then, the people that will call you and say, this is a reminder that you ain't paying the money for the fridge or the washing machine or the car with 2 parts and then the car parked there because you ain't got the money to overhaul the engine or change the transmission or something. You can't get the vacations. You can't get the staycation away. You're just living for your day. That's her argument. Right. So that's where we are. I want to hear from some people how they feel about the situation. Because I know people who work in jobs like these, you know, who used to get up in the morning trembling to go work.
Yep.
Or when they get in front of the building, they used to sit down, they can't cry.
So keep the calls. Bring the calls in, people. Bring the calls in. This is really good. It is not very salacious, but this is very interesting. 431-4170. And I'm going to ask PC Brooms and Queen to bring some sort of prize in for the best caller next week. Find somebody, get a ham from somebody. I want to be able to give my callers a ham for being the best caller. I ain't care what we call it. Bring in something, a bottle of wine, something. I will have to speak with Shalana's wine and see if they can give us a few bottles of wine to give away on you know. And anyhow, we're going straight to the telephone lines. Good evening. PC Brooms will take your call.
Hello, good night.
Good evening.
Yes. Well, I was listening to the scenario and I agree with husband. You do not have to do something yourself to know how stressful it is. I do not have to take drugs to know what drugs are going to do to you, to myself.
Yep.
So if he sees that the job is too stressful for him, I think he have the right not to go into anything that is stressful. And then when how would she feel to know that he stressed out himself so much and his blood pressure goes up, the heart rate going up? Oh, it doesn't worth it at the end of the day. You only have one body and one life, and you have to enjoy yourself as well and be happy. So they will have to adjust spending. That's the best thing to do. And it was, remember, her back got hurt, and that's the reason why that they're struggling too. So you don't want to put all that pressure on him. Adjust on him. Cut back here, cut back there, you know. There sometimes you just want to be extravagant and you don't want to change your lifestyle, but you got to learn to cut back. And I agree with him. I don't want nobody calling me at 3 o'clock in the morning, booking the job neither. I want to go home when it is job. I want to be first when the job and last when the job either. Let me keep what I'm comfortable doing. Good. That
correct.
Is
I agree.
Thank you, caller. Thank you. Thank you. Let's go for another call.
Thank you.
Take it again, please.
Good night. Yes, please. Yes, my contribution to this scenario, I agree with the first caller. You don't have to go through something to know how stressful it can be. And you see that thing called a gut feeling? And your mind, if your mind is against something, and your gut feeling is feeling uneasy, do not follow anybody in misleading you and do it because you put yourself in trouble. That's my contribution.
Thank you very much, 434-1790. There's a lot to talk this evening. We're talking sociology and philosophy or economics at the same time. So not salacious, as I said, but very interesting. So keep the callers coming. Keep the callers coming, 434-1790. Let's see the other side of your brain, how well Barbadians think. Okay? Right. All right. 4341. Don't let us down now. Keep the callers coming.
There are people who will look at, let me share our prime minister's job, right? Prime Minister Barbados. And they will never want it. They will never want it because they will say it's too stressful. They don't want it. I didn't believe them. Even got members of parliament and ministers. Who don't want to be Prime Minister?
Minister. Stand by, Queen. Yep. Stand by, Queen. Take a call, please.
Yes, go ahead.
Good evening. I would say this here. Everybody can't handle stress. Everybody can't handle stress. Stress is a killer. You got some jobs, never tell something that when you stress so it just change you into something you ain't company. You start quarreling with everybody. Some people start drinking. Some people just lose weight. They get high blood pressure.
Yeah.
A stressful job is not a good thing to be. And you can look at a job and say that it's stressful before you go in it, you know. You're gonna get out of job and say it's stressful.
Correct.
You can look at a job and see the conditions they're in. And you can know if it's a stressful job, you can get a job to see if this job isn't so stressful. So I think that if the job is too stressful for it, or I would investigate first. I would just take it from word to mouth. I would check it out and see conditions that you know you're working under. But let me tell you, I know what's best. So I tell you. Thank you.
Well, Mama, don't run away. What do you think about what do you call her?
Yes, sir.
What do you think about him telling the lady why she don't go, his wife, why you don't go and take more Panadols or more painkillers and work for more money? Do you think he handled it diplomatically and correctly?
No.
I'm sorry? Well, that's what I want you all to say. I want you all to deal with, as I say always, they do a lyrical interpretations. Use the language, man. Use the language. Go ahead. He should not have dealt with it like that, right?
No, that is not acceptable.
So in dealing with it like that, what would he have done? What has he done by dealing with it like that?
He make a bad situation worse.
That's right. I want him to say these things. Queen, you want them to say these things, right? You want, come.
No, I didn't really hear that part, you know.
But that's why he told her, wish you don't go and take some more painkillers. Instead of pound all, she could take some lyrics and like, real strong. And go and do some work.
I do some more work.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, caller. We can give it to somebody else.
All right.
You got 3 minutes to the news, caller. So go for it, please.
Yes. Let me.
But I just gave 3 minutes.
$0.03 here.
I gave 3 minutes, 3 cents. I send a minute. That's reasonable. That's cheap enough.
No. Listen, I look at this thing from a different angle, you know.
Go ahead.
I believe, right, this is my personal belief, that look, the woman find that she won't get you ready, man, you know. And she find that if he take that job, he can just simple as that.
What?
So look.
Queen, help me out here.
Take your little job, man, and do the little thing and get your little pick. Because she know. She can go off the scene early. That's all.
You got a big insurance. You got a big insurance policy. You insured.
Something.
Listen. My good shot.
No, you don't got no reason to ramble. No, you ain't got no time for that. But I would say some more. But you go for the news.
I like that one, man. Okay. Thank you very much, Carla. Oh dear, very interesting scenario. Very interesting scenario. Yeah, has economics in it. You got some home economics in it. You got some philosophy, you know, and sociology, everything in there.
Yeah.
Bringing out the thoughts of the people. Very good scenario. The time in Barbados and the rest of the Eastern Caribbean has slipped down to 9:30. Good evening to James Husbands. He's standing by waiting for his newscast, as he calls it. Ronnie Clark, take the microphone, my friend.
The latest news is brought to you in association with Solar Dynamics. Install Solar Dynamics for the greatest reliability and guaranteed temperature performance. Solar Dynamics is the very best value proposition in solar hot water systems.
Solar Dynamics does not see eye to eye with its competitor. When they tell you buy once, yours for a lifetime, and you will have to break the bank to get the safety tempered glass, and that the 80-gallon system will pay for itself in 16 months, it was all fake news. The 25% wider copper tubes is fake news too. If you can find the 25% tubes wider than ours, we will buy them for you. Solar Dynamics. Hotter, stronger, safer, and the cleanest hot water backed by the world game changer temperature guarantee since 1980. How hot is hot? Measure it. Now, you know some of the reasons why we do not see eye to eye. Call Solar Dynamics at 425-1540.
This is the 9:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. I am Chantel Legal Gibson. The details to the news just ahead. The Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association, BHTA, has issued a statement defending government's removal of the testing requirement for vaccinated arrivals and the relaxation of the mask mandate for people outdoors. Chairman of the BHTA, Rene Coppin, notes that the changes were among recommendations from the sector and believes the adjustments are a good move.
We are, of course, both pleased and optimistic regarding the recently announced changes to the travel protocols regarding testing. It is the change that the BHTA articulated to our Ministry of Health in our meeting with them on April 12th. Having reached a place where the vast majority of our guests are coming into the island fully vaccinated and boosted, we are comfortable that this change poses a very small risk to locals. What it does, however, accomplish is the removal of barriers to 1, selection of Barbados as a vacation destination, and 2, entry to the island for those guests who choose to visit us.
Chairman of the BHTA, Rene Coppin. Police have identified the man shot dead by officers early this morning as 44-year-old Nielsen Mason of Bankhall Crossroads, St. Michael. He was identified by a family member at about 12:25 p.m. at Toussaint's funeral home. The man was shot in a confrontation with police at Eagle Hall Junction, St. Michael, following a car chase that began around 4 a.m. Government has tightened up on the collection of airport taxes, cutting out exemptions and providing stiffer penalties for non-collection. The tax on airport tickets out of Barbados for travel within the region is 70 Barbados dollars, while the airport service charge for travel outside this region is $140. Senior Minister for Energy and Business Development, Kerry Simmons, outlined the tax structure for airline tickets as he led off debate in the House of Assembly this morning on the Airport Service Charge Bill. He notes the money is used to help fund the upkeep of the Grandy Adams International Airport and Barbados's tourism marketing efforts. Mr. Simmons pointed out that the Barbados taxpayers previously had to fund the operations of the Barbados Tourism Marketing Incorporated in the amount as much as $100 million, but that funding requirement was reduced to as little as $7 million due to the ticket tax.
But I want to say that under this new arrangement, the service charge has two limbs. The first, sir, is that if you are traveling to a regional destination, you can pay $70. And if you're charged traveling to a non-regional destination, you're paying $140. Now, sir, that has been the case since 2018, so there should be no hue and cry in this country because that was part of the adjustment that I came to this parliament and dealt with that in August of 2018, and it has remained that way ever since and continues.
He warns of stiff penalties for airlines that fail to collect or pay in VAT tax.
The carrier, American Airlines, British Airways, Virgin Atlantic, them so will carry the responsibility for making sure that the passenger headcount is equivalent to the amount of money that should be collected. And therefore, Mr. Speaker, sir, if there is a discrepancy, then they are the ones that we go after for the $20,000, which is the fine for every discrepancy that has been identified.
Senior Minister for Energy and Business Development, Kerry Simmons. St. Lucia's Prime Minister Philip J. Pierre says his administration will remove the service charge on all price control goods bid to cushion the impact of the cost of living in St. Lucia. He said the net shipment of price control goods will result in the prices of the commodities declining by at least 6%. Mr. Pierre told reporters that the government is trying its best under trying circumstances and that St. Lucians should understand that cost of living increases are as a result of a global problem and that the matter should not be political. The Atlantic hurricane season begins on June 1st and runs until November 30th. Forecasters at NOAA's Climate Prediction Center predict a 65% chance of above normal season, a 25% chance of a near normal season, and a 10% chance of a below normal season. For the 2022 hurricane season, NOAA is forecasting a likely range of 14 to 21 named storms with winds of 39 miles per hour or higher, of which 6 to 10 could become hurricanes with winds of 74 miles per hour or higher. This includes 3 to 6 major hurricanes with categories of 3, 4, or 5 with winds of 111 miles per hour or higher. NOAA stresses that early preparation and understanding of the risk is critical. And that has been the 9:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I am Chantal Legal Gibson. Good night.
The latest news came to you in association with Solar Dynamics. Install Solar Dynamics for the greatest reliability and guaranteed temperature performance. Solar Dynamics is the very best value proposition in solar hot water systems.
Well, thank you very much, Chantal, and I wish you a very good evening together with all the others from the news department. And, of course, our good friends at Solar Dynamics, James, have two glasses of wine this evening, one for me and one for you. Oh, you need to have more than two glasses, James. You need to give PC Brooms get one glass and Queen get one glass too. So,
yes.
James, we want glass you. My good friend, James Husbands. Okay. You're listening to Voice of Barbados, and we're going back to the Mad Love now. And the next voice you'll hear will be either Queen or PC Brooms. I'm Ken. Go ahead.
All right, Queen. We got to recap. Some people messaged me during the break. Yeah? They said I want to recap the scenario.
So yeah, I get some messages too.
Let me give you all a quick recap. Welcome again to Mad Love, and thank you for joining us.
Uh-huh.
Right, so this is the situation. We have a situation with a husband and wife with three children.
Mm-hmm.
That's my situation. Now, the wife suffered a little fall, a little accident a couple years ago. So she's unable to work because of a back condition. Right? She used to bring home a little $2,500 every month. Because of her serious back condition, suffering from chronic pains, She just only break a little job on the weekend, on a Saturday and Sunday, half day, answering the phone at a little like a doctor office kind of thing. That's the only little job she could do because she can't work the normal weekdays and that kind of thing, right? Because of her back. Now the husband was offered a promotion before,
right?
And he turned it down. But twice he was offered a promotion and he turned it down. The reason he is saying he turned it down is because of the stressful nature of the job. But you must understand that because she is unable to work now, the finances in the house is slim.
Yep.
And they're having financial pressures. Not that the payroll begging, but the situation is a little grim because she is no longer working. His money can only do the bare essentials. So every now and then you will get a bill mark due for a disconnection, or you will get the people from the stores calling and saying, you're 2 months in arrears for the washing machine or the fridge or whatever maybe. Piece of old cardio always want fixing. And you've got these little pressures. You can't do this, you can't do that, you can't get a little staycation, you can't live your station or whatever. So she's telling him, call him in the first and telling him he should take the position. And he's telling him the next time it comes around, you need to take it. Because, yes, you might say it's only $600 when the month come, or $300 or $400 when taxes come out. But the company is giving you a company car that is less pressure on you looking for a vehicle. You ain't got to worry about gasoline no more. They're also giving you a cell phone. That means you don't have to pay a heavy cell phone bill no more. That little money will come in helpful in this house.
No more top-ups. No more top-ups. You ain't going to go and get the top-ups.
Right. So he said, but you don't understand the nature of this job that you are asking me to get involved in. I see people come in this job and get promoted, and within a year and a half, they're gone. They used to hear them complaining about the stress. These managers call you at 2 o'clock in the morning. First thing in the morning, you're going to be at work. By the Saturday and Sunday, they're calling you. You're going to go down there and see what's going on. The big boys from Trinidad and things, all this coming down and all by your back. You don't understand this kind of job. But she said, you ain't even trying. You ain't know what other people tell you. You can't go along with what people say or what you see people doing. You're going to be man enough to try. You're not even trying. If you're born and try, and then you tell me 4 months that you're a bird, this ain't for me. I can't give it. I would understand. But you're not even trying. So that's where we are at now. We want to know who, or is she being unreasonable? If he lacks ambition, if he should try, if he can do more, if she should do more when she buy back. Because he's saying, you always find me every minute talking about this and the third. Why you don't get some more $100?
Okay, you have a call.
Yeah, go ahead.
Come in, please. Come in, please.
Yes, please. Good night.
Good night.
My take about it is that life is stressful as it is, even in our household. So why not you try the job and get paid for your stress? Instead of having the stress of the bills and I think running up, where it can actually put the family in a better state, and you can work forward to see if you find something different.
This is another angle. Yeah. Thank you, sir. Hold on, don't go. They want to talk with you.
That's a very good angle.
Bob?
Yeah.
Oh, you got. Oh, turn on the radio in the background. Are you hearing? Oh, so you're saying the man should take the job before they work, you know, and that will release some of the pressure in the household right now, because there's a lot of pressure in the household.
In the household, as it is at the moment. Remember, this is a lady that you had married to prior to getting her injuries and stuff, and you also created a family. So it's just not you and the woman that you're dealing with. You're also dealing with kids that look into you for things as well.
All right, hold on, sir. We have another caller. I can put them on the line with you because they may not agree with you. Take it. One of you, please. Take it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead,
this is caller number two.
Hello, good night.
Do you agree with caller number one? Tell Queen or PC Rooms.
Well, I think I got my own narration about this thing. I can agree with the wife that at least you should try. If the people must have seen something in you that they offer you the promotion in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And with the stress of the wife, you know, she's not able to work. Well, she got the medical records to prove that she can't work. I think the best thing to do is try the job, see what it is. You see, experience. Experience is a great teacher. Now, if he go into that job, he will get the experience of what it entails. Even if he can't handle it after a couple of months, it may come a time that things get better at home, and he will be in a much position, a better position to take maybe another job at the same level, but at least he will go in knowing that he's been there before. So what he could do is try.
Okay, caller, hold on. Caller number one, do you agree with caller number two?
Don't say the same thing, but just different words.
All right.
I'm just saying that you have to try, because at the end of the day, that's the only that you say that you fall in love with, you married her, you have kids and stuff from her. And she didn't call that position on herself. It's just a mishap that happened. Mm-hmm. And you, as an able body, you have to try at least the best. You cannot come and say it is stress when you never tried it. You understand? Mm-hmm. Somebody else. Stress level and your tolerance level may be different, so you can try it, and you can also create a foundation, as the lady said before, for a different job, and may even come with a higher position where then you actually get back your relaxed spot. But I guess he just wants to stay as the relaxed person. You know, you got to dig a little deeper than that, if you ask me.
I could put another twist to it too. Because you never know, he might think no, or he might have an excuse to say no. The wife putting pressure on him to take this job. That's what he might be thinking too, and use it as an excuse to get out, because he got to deal with her and her back. You don't know how much more she can do in the home, and he might have to take on more of the responsibility in the home. So you never know if he's working to find an excuse to opt out either.
But no, the stress, isn't it true that the stress dealing with the wife and her back, plus a bigger job is more stress? Isn't it true?
But he don't know how much stress the job has until he go into it.
No, ma'am. Isn't it true that if you are a sergeant, you know the inspector's job, the fella above you? If you are a line worker, you know the supervisor's job and the strain and the stress for the supervisor. Isn't that true? So you don't actually have to do the job.
The higher you go, it could be more stressful.
And isn't it true that he himself would have to know his resistance level and his ability level better than the wife or the friend and whoever else? Let me hit this thing hard.
I would say yes and no, because at the end of the day, the stress level at home also can bring certain pressures as well. So
for my take of it,
the higher the position you go, which means you have persons under you. So now you become what we would call the supervisor. So you can delegate persons to do certain jobs as well, to take some of the burden off you as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's my one tip.
I can work a little trick here. Now hold on, I can bring in the third caller. Come in, caller number three. Caller number three, come in, please.
What time does that show start?
I start them at 7, 9, 9, 9, 9.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. That was easy.
Right. Okay. A lot of people on my WhatsApp know.
Thank you, caller number one and number two. Thank you, caller number one and two. Thank you. Queen.
Everyone's people.
Yes, please. Yeah.
You remember.
Some people tolerance level for stress higher than others. Mm. And sometimes people are thrust into positions and then back for stress. I'll give you a typical example. When Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Boston became Minister of Health and Wellness back in 2018, he didn't see COVID coming. But that became, as Minister of Health, he was in the most stressful job I have ever seen anybody in.
Mm-hmm.
And after a while, you can see it in his face that he was under stress. When he used to come and sit down and talk in the press conferences, you could see that he was tired and stressed out, but he did a fantastic job. Now, another fellow was here. I don't want that job. I don't want to be the Minister of Health. What Minister of Health want? Give me it then, COVID then.
Yeah.
But I was going political with you, but not local, Queen. I was going to ask you if you remember when Obama was elected to be president of the United States. You remember? You still run up the stairs?
Yeah,
You remember you used to run on stage. The only president, as a matter of fact, he was criticized for not having the social graces and protocol of a president because he used to walk up there pretty. He used to run on stage. Run on stage and had black hair. Like a schoolboy just out of university. And in a couple of years, what happened?
Pop down, man. Pop down.
He was walking a dragon.
Exactly. A couple of years walking a dragon. Like somebody, her heavy foot. And, you know, let's go in line. Go for it. Take it.
Yeah.
We missed that call. Call back, please. We'll take it. Call back. 4241790.
Yeah, you got a good few people
working in situations like the banks. I think who would tell you that the bank, working in a bank in management is a very
all right, you got the call. Holy, we got problems here. We're losing these calls. We don't want to lose the calls. Continue, please. I'll let you know.
Yeah. But I was saying that there are some people who went and get promotions and then going to work, they used to be trembling. They used to be up in the morning crying. Used to cry in meetings.
No, that is more stress than a bad back. Come in, caller.
Good night.
Hello, good night.
You sure that they don't want to get rid of him on the job, so they offer him this position because he might be a little layman?
They promoted him out.
yeah, that can happen, you know. That's true. She ain't tell a lady that's happened.
Yes, they might want to get rid of him because he must be lazy on his job, but they want to get rid of him, so they offer him this position so that they will get rid of him because you know he's a lily man. Because if he can't do the day job, how is he going to do the night job? Because he won't have no back.
I ain't even sure where you're going with that.
So that's what happened.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you.
All right. We got a lot of calls. All the lines are going. Go for it, please.
Yeah. I think that my position on this is that I think he's there with the job all the time, and he sees the stress that is in that job.
That's right.
But what I don't agree with him for is I think he was rude. What he said to his wife was fighting words. Mm. He should not have said that to her. Because when she said that to him to try the job, she, you know, I think she said it with a good mind, not meaning, you know. And I think what he said to her, he should not have said that. That is my take on that.
Right.
He addressed it the wrong way.
Okay, very well said, ma'am. Very well said, ma'am. Thank you very much. Okay. Come in, let a caller. Go ahead for it. Turn off your radio, though.
Turn on your radio.
Come in, please.
Yes, good night, Mr. Husbands. Good night.
Good night.
Yes, Ken, here in New York. That guy going to have to get a second job if you don't want that promotion.
Okay. Keep the job he has and look for a second job with less stress.
I look for a second job. He got to support his family, man.
Right. Come point on. Taken. Yeah, good point. Another good point. Right.
But I'm in New York, Ken. How you doing? Good?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. Thank you for calling. Good. Thank you for listening to my shows.
Keep the good work. I listen to you every night. Buddy.
Thank you very much, man. When are you coming to Barbados?
3 weeks. You know something? I don't get in touch with Bull. But somebody tell me you and Bull is good friends. So I know Bull.
But you got to teach him to play dominoes and to dance. Them are the two things he likes. You can't do neither. He likes to play dominoes. He likes to dance.
So we got to eat. He can't play
down low.
The
down low
too slow for me. We got to go to Jasmine.
Give us a shout before you get home.
I know how to get in touch with you. He told me he know how to get in touch with you.
Okay. Blessings. All right. Good.
Keep the good work up.
All right.
Get a side job.
Okay, good evening. Let's hear your opinion. Mad Love, does he need a side job? Or is that going to be more stress?
That's a very good suggestion. Get a side hustle. That's less stress.
Come in, pretty caller, you're on.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Hello?
Good night, we can hear you. Go ahead.
No. The man getting an extra $600 on this promotion, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I can't be canceled for them.
Tell me what's wrong with the lady that she can't go and get invalidity pension, which will come up to just as much as he get when he get promoted or more. It will still help. Why you only depend on 150 on the canes?
Well, the issue is that because of her chronic back pains and her situation with her back, that she really can't do normal jobs. She can't sit down too long, she can't stand up too long. And then you can got days and weeks that she got these flares with this inflammation in the back and back pains, where she can't even get out of the bed. I had back pains already. I didn't know back pains is telling you your chairs are done.
That is why she should get some invalidity benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Call the people and tell them that she's an invalid.
No.
Yeah. But yeah, that's true, because she's been working before.
Medical onset thing.
Depends on where you're working, but yes, I'm telling you, they've been used to work before.
So,
but yeah.
You will still got to find out the pains on where you work. But if you get an NIST code or someplace where, depend on what country you're living in, you should be able to get a medical onset.
But you know everybody don't pay NIST. There are some people that work and a lot of things in Barbados who don't pay taxes, who don't pay NIST. So when they get their money, that's their money. That's their home everything.
I know that too. Yeah. But if you're going to work like that.
So when the bad blow them, it's got to leave in the situation.
Well, there's way coming to know. If you think that you don't want to pay NIST, you have to put any money on source for something else.
The emergencies like this.
To back you up in times to come.
Yep. I like that. You see what she do there, just okay?
My yes. I saw that twist.
Putting money to back you up.
I saw that twist. Very good twist, ma'am.
Yeah, but she really says so.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
All right, good night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, come in, please.
Mm-hmm. Good night. Go ahead.
Hello, good evening.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, please.
Hi, go ahead.
Listen, this is my twist on this area, right? Those two callers before that spoke about that the gentleman should go and find a job. You see, about is that when you go up on the job, are you so stressed out? Or you go home, you get back pain, you get stomach pain, you got headache. And you think about it is that when when he said to his lady that she can go and take 20 painkillers, I feel that that's probably frustration because with the fact that she's telling him all the time when he knows that it's a stressful job, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And she's telling him about go and take it. And he probably frustrated, but hearing that, he probably tell her, well, when you go and take 20 painkillers and work.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. You think about it,
that was really frustration talking.
Yeah.
It's a fact. It's frustration. Hey. Because imagine now that you're going home and your wife or your spouse and your baby get the job. Then you know for a fact that the job that you got is you ain't get much money, but it's stress. But look at this way now. Suppose though that he's dealing with her now home and she got a little back pain and told her about probably 2 o'clock. And he probably rubbish back, and the boss calls, this is Mr. Jones, and you don't with the plant now. And he got less, she don't, she back paying to the job. Stranded.
Yeah.
Then what? And then she give it, says, well, my back hurt, Mr. Bader, I can't move. I look like you left here at 2 o'clock in the morning, but that job that you want to take.
Yeah.
So
I can't win at all. You can't win.
And sometimes you'll be doing all these things, the woman is pushing you all these things, the man do all this extra work, and then you get horned. Because she said, you ain't spending the time with she, you're spending all your time at the office, and she would be the body that tell you, go and take the job. Next year, you know some man, and she ain't saying, you man ain't got the time for you, and all kind of foolishness.
I used to go to the swamp at 9 o'clock and things tell you at the time, and you go to work at 7. I come off at 12. And she'd be saying, well, what part are you in? You would say, well, are you at work? You know?
Yeah.
All these things I mean, like, stress swamp too, and then you stress for the job. Next thing you know, you catch a heart attack or something, and you're going to treat others. Then what?
Or stroke. And he used to see she can't help she and she can't help.
She can't help. You know,
there's a big one. There's a big one. Big one. Big one.
Yeah.
Big one, queen. Right. Big one, queen.
All right.
Yeah. You see, and after right. The work, I leave it out the works.
Yep. All right.
All right. Thank you very much, Carla.
Thank you very much.
It's 10 o'clock in Barbados. You're listening to the Mad Lover Voice of Barbados. Come in, caller. Mm. Come in, caller.
Yes, please. Good night. In life, you gotta make sacrifices, right? You gotta make sacrifices. You can't think for yourself. You got a family, you gotta think for your children, and you gotta put them first. Your little misery that you got all the truth ain't got nothing to do with them, because I don't owe you nothing. So if you gotta take a job, be with it, can do better, can do better. Hello?
All right, you're wrecking up there. All right, thank you, Colin. Appreciate the comment.
Come in, please. Another call is here.
Yeah, Colin, go ahead.
Yes, I agree basically with the man. You know, we got to start looking at basically the lady. At the end of the day, she's medically unfit. You have kids to be dealing with. Do you want to be going to work? With the stress of work then, and still coming home with your light off, so you got to use candles to move around. The children home, this and that you got to deal with. Or you prefer to take the job, battle with that at work, and still come home into what we would call probably a more comfortable situation where you can see your kids actually look like they're enjoying themselves, which will still bring a bit of comfort to yourself.
Oh, yeah, so you're saying you've got really pros and cons.
Yes, you have to, because at the end of the day, even if, as the queen said, just now, even if she's to go and say the man, another man say, well, he had the time for you or whatever the case may be, at least you're making sure that you make provisions for your kids going forward. You see? And we as Caribbean people, we tend to go along those lines where we tend to think what people may think or whatever, but you know for a fact that you're in a family setting. You're not out there by yourself. So you have to make sacrifice for the family and not for you. You see? The children, in any situation, you know what they say, the children come first. Electricity on, the water running, they're able to go to school, they're able to get a meal when they come home from school. These are the things, as a working man, you have to look at. You can work for the extra $400. You can say, for instance, you can invest it in some drinks or something at the house, unless you sell the drinks from home or something.
I like that one. But, I like that.
Some other sort of thing that you can work with, but you cannot say you are not going to try to make it work.
I think that one of the problems that we got in a society, though, is that we are afraid of failure, especially men. Men don't like to fail in the sight of the women and the children. So sometimes people be a little skeptical and putting themselves in a position where the possibility is that they might fail.
Well, I agree with that.
Then people are saying, man, you went job, took a big job, and people are getting ready, you go, you can't get you.
Right, but I agree with that. We, as I said, as a society, we also have to realize that you fail more than you succeed in this life. You see? So you may fail there, but you may succeed in another area. You see? As the lady said before, experience is key. You know, because when you go to a journal, there's they ask how much experience you come with. You see, and we also have to put the situation not only surrounding the lady, but you got to put them, as I will continue to say, surrounding the kids and how your household is supposed to be run.
Mm-hmm.
It is true.
You don't want to go to work and come home and your electricity off, you're biting your foot, you can't find the bathroom, children crying too, and just because they're hungry. No. You make the little sacrifice, even if it's for 6 months to a year, to get some kind of savings or something going, and then you will realize, even like as the Queen was saying with Boston, if you look at Boston, no, he's fresh. He was in the job for a year or so. It was difficult. Yeah. Fortunately, he came out alive. Mm. And I know he's blooming again. So you have to make the sacrifice. Mm. Depends on the situation at the time to come out on the other end. And we got to stop making excuses for what we will call them lower life men. You got to go and do what you got to do.
You're making a lot of sense.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much,
Carl.
Thank you. Keep the calls coming at 5 minutes past 10, 4341790. Keep the calls coming, please.
So, Ken, what are your views, Ken?
Mm. Oh, I was...
You don't be stressed on the call.
My stress has gone because I am known as due for disconnection. All my bills don't be addressed to cares was the mode addressed to do to connection disconnection. He pours but no he is. But seriously, my thing is that there was a bad breakdown in the communication in the first place. a bad set of communication. He should never get to the point where he is telling her, we don't go and do it too. And the moment that she became disabled, the financials should have looked at that. The financials should have been adjusted to suit. Mm. You're disabled, so we can't do this, and we can't do that, and we can't do the next. Now, when you juxtapose that to the job that he's supposed to go and do, I always argue that the man in the job, he is like the man in his job, except we didn't get it. Every sergeant knows what the inspector has to do. He may not know what the superintendent is going to do. There's two steps above. But every sergeant knows the inspector's job. And if he says, see me, I can remain here like PC Brooms, a senior...
Brooms. A senior constable.
But I am wanting the inspector job. That is because PC Brooms knows that he cannot manage it. Don't go and rush for it, and in a couple of weeks or months time, he's, you know, high blood pressure and all them other things. If you're in the public sector, sorry, private sector, and you have a goal, you say, well, you see me, I can take this big job, but it can give me some experience, and I can go somewhere else. This means that you have this like training or university. So you bear the stress for 6 months, a year, or a little more. Meanwhile, you are looking wrong for a job of this equivalent to jump ship. So the whole thing has to be looked through. And my people does not know how to sit down and reason with one another without quarreling and insulting each other. That is something that I would like to buy a tablet tomorrow. And you know how we work with COVID and inject everybody? And inject, my people got to learn, my people must learn to sit down and reason and negotiate and communicate instead of insulting each other and pulling down each other.
Yeah.
We must learn to do that. If not, we can never get forward. You cannot have a good relationship if you and your wife can't say, well, look, you are ill. We have to look and see how much time I'm going to be spending on you. Because if the woman is sick, sorry, the lady is sick, he has to spend some time there with her.
Yeah.
Et cetera, et cetera. So that's my take. And I go back to Obama. I remember Obama running on stage. I said, wait, this one president who don't walk pretty and wave and duck and all these protocol and social graces. Yeah. Run on stage. And in a couple of months' time, I see Obama slow down and hear her, wait.
Yep.
So we have to look at this thing holistically, okay? That is my take. Mm-hmm. Back on the telephone lines. Come in, please.
Hello.
Turn on the radio.
Hello, good night.
Hello.
Queen Archibald, my number one please. Good night. And King Husbands.
Hello.
I hope that someone, because I believe at present, someone is going to what you all are discussing.
Yes, at present. Actually, I have some person on my WhatsApp here, right? Who messaged me and said, funny thing is, right now, I am in that same situation now, and my wife is understanding it. My wife has, I won't call the chronic situation that she has, and we have made an effort to work off our debts. He is saying, telling the man, take the job, even if it stresses him out. Stress does still be known, but he should take the job. He's saying he's going through the same thing, and right now they're trying to work off their debts. Take the job. You should take the job because stress is stress. You got stress at home because you got bills at home that kill you. You got a woman that by your nerves all the time. And then if you take the promotion, you might take the promotion and get work stress, but you may ease the stress at home. So you got to decide which stress you prefer. But one stress coming with money and one stress coming with your breath. So we have to do. Take the money and take the stress up there, sir, and work off what you got to do.
I hope, because I listen to this program from time to start. But you know that, to me, this program is the number one program since the start. It don't have
that. Because Ken has been here with me, so Ken was here. His chef is the number one chef at night, so we're starting off my
head. Tonight program is so much education. You learn so much tonight. And I hope some of those folks out there who is going through what you all are discussing now, I hope they're listening and taking in what I'm hearing. And you have a good night.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Keep the calls coming. 4341790. The team was smart. They put it in the night shift so they get additional prompts. 4341790. Keep the calls coming. This is a good one tonight.
The one on my WhatsApp is also saying, if he has an alternative, then cool. But if not, he needs to do what he has to do to make sure that his family is good.
That's right.
Even if he goes on until he can do better, but coming home to overdue bills, empty fridge, and an angry woman is more stressful than any job.
Than the job. Hold on, Queen. Let's go to the phone. Come in, please.
Yes, good night.
Good night, sir.
Is money the only problem in this relationship? And that's the thing, Queen, how old is the gentleman?
The gentleman is 51 and she's 45.
Okay.
The gentleman is a young fella. He's a young boy. He's not old boy like PZ Blues.
Probably she was working for a period of time. You don't know if she paid national insurance or not. Not she could come out. What the lady was trying to say it is invalidity benefit.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right.
But she did the job that she was working in before she was in paying out, and she gets she money. A lot of people in Barbados is work and don't pay national insurance, don't pay income tax, don't pay this, don't pay that. She and then get the money, then work for them. A lot of the people are the self-employed people.
She put a lot of pressure on gentlemen, though. That's my own opinion.
Oh, yeah.
So you are saying, let me ask you a question. So you are saying before product back pays and things, that you feel she should still be able to do more to have bring some money?
I won't push she either. But why she want to push the man? The man work around the environment already. He have seen what other supervisors had to go through.
Correct.
He know the situation that went through. So it ain't a matter that he ain't trying to get through. He have seen it with his own eyes.
Yep.
I work in a supervisor position already, and let me tell you, the equipment, and the equipment break down, you had a back, tell you, and back shirt, and get ahead fix equipment. Is it easy?
And yes, I know all for that, but that's what they're going to expect of you as a supervisor.
Right.
So, you know what? If the man ain't feel comfortable taking it, why are she pressing him to take it?
Correct.
For money.
For money.
That is funny enough. Joe found this connection.
The only thing that I see coming to front here is money. Mm-hmm. And the $600 that she wants you to go and get, but she working for that month.
Okay, and he must have let you work for that a week.
Okay, sir. We have to give way. A lot of people are calling. Please give way to somebody. Please.
Okay.
Help us out. Help us out. Okay, right. Come make your contribution. You. Come in, please. Come in, please.
Hello, good night. Well, I was in a similar situation. I was in a job and then I get a promotion.
Don't call names, please.
Right, I wasn't, and I get a promotion, but I get it comes with a lot of stress and a lot of problems. So, it's good and it's bad in a way because, you know, you just gotta watch out for the predators and the spongers because at the end of the day, when it was done, you didn't see anybody, then you get a little promotion. And then, you know, you can got all these sour groupies around you. So, yes, I would say he can take the job, but at the end of the day, still watch out because, you know, the boy don't, what the old thing saying is, the boy don't have your boy big for her, smarter, something like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He can take the job, but just control how he's spending the money and save the money and help with the wifey. And she got also to play she part too, is when she gets your money, don't spend it all and buy bare material things, but save it because, you know, yeah.
So, caller.
Yes, please.
Dealing with PC brooms and queen when he chooses night cam and the chorus is bare stress for me. What do you think I should do?
I think you should relax and let him do all the talking.
Tell him relax. Caller, I want to ask a question, though.
Yes, please.
Yes, before you went in the job, you knew the job was stress or you just discovered it was stress when you entered the job?
I didn't know nothing about the job. I'm still learning.
So tell me something. If you knew the job was somewhat stressed before you started, would you have still taken the job?
Yes.
Yes?
Because it's experience, but you gotta watch who you keep as friends around you. In certain jobs, you don't want too much friends. They want to keep your circle small because people only are in it for what they could get from you, but not necessarily what they could do for you. You get enough money, and you see all these people around you. But when you're poor, you don't see anybody. So when he get his job down, he gonna get all these friends and around here, and then he might forget about the work and helping she. Many people, but he's going to stay focused when he get the promotion. And she could also help him deal with the stress of the job, too. You understand?
That is true.
Yeah, sure, she can help him deal with the stress. Yeah, but you got to be careful of who you keep around you when you're elevating in life, because people are there only to pull you down. And you know how Beijing is. Beijing only want to pull you down.
Okay, so we're moving on.
Thank you very much.
Take another call.
Good night, gentlemen.
Go ahead, please.
PC Broom Queen.
Good night.
Good night. I have a perfect scenario to that. Me and my wife in an almost exact similar situation, right? In the private sector was offered a promotion. Now, I see other individuals in that same position. So stressed out, right? My wife tell me this, and right, whatever decision you make, I can work with you. Now she have a chronic illness, and she had to come home from work medically unfit. which means she's getting invalid benefit, right?
Right.
The difference is, before all this here, job, but this job taking is, should be sit down and talk about it. And then we decide, listen, right? All right, there are certain things we can go scale back from doing. And deal with the more important things. Now, when the month come, and she collect her invalid benefit, you know what? You know what my wife does?
What's that?
Well, I deposit it on our account.
Oh, really, dear boy.
So her money and our money come together.
Yeah.
And the sacrifices that we make, we don't live as much as one time. The law things we don't do as much as one time. But you know what? I ain't got any stress in that job. And
right.
We spend more time with each other.
Together, right.
Problem solved. Because
right. Of she want you there for long haul.
Yeah, you know what she say? I said, you're going to get that job. Stress, you'll make you sick. Then you got to look to Terrence and look for medical money too that you're already spending for me already. And she said, nah. All
right, then.
Hey, but we're done already.
There you go.
We don't want.
All right.
Because two of you don't, can't help one other.
Can't help one other. I thought that was the same. That was the same. Call it with you.
All right, peace
be
room.
The thing is that she is getting, your wife is getting a validity money. This my wife ain't getting nothing.
Well, let me tell you something.
You're in a little better position because you get a little guava coming from your wife's side.
Little guava. But you got to tell something,
right? You got a decent little berry. Not him too big. But you got a little barber.
Queen.
He only got a little dump from his wife.
But let me tell
you. Off our
court. You saw the wife they got. Even if she wasn't getting nothing, we were sitting on discussing our work. So cut your expense. Cut the things that are necessary. Work your expenses down. And try to live it for your means. Work together.
Right. Correct.
That's my point.
I love that.
So you're saying basically that your wife didn't put that pressure on you at all. After hearing you said it's a stressful environment, she would have taken all her honey, don't push yourself in that. Let me look and see how we can save money here and there and do little things. But don't put yourself in that stress. So you're saying you have a right understanding, wife.
She's herself telling me this or different, right? I'm not going to force you to take it or press you to take it because. Yeah, explain to me, like, you know what you're talking about. So,
right.
So if you don't take it, I'm not going to be telling you or throwing it in your face. Ma, you could have ever. Nah. This is noble. 5 years know that I threw that job, right? And they're talking about an additional $4,000, you know.
Jeez.
But I'm talking about $600. I knew
that. I don't want that idea, though.
But you must understand.
Tell your wife.
It's all real estate.
Tell your wife. Say good night. Tell your wife.
Okay.
Say good night, man. She's the good old mama.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You gonna know who the body is. Peace and out.
Okay, peace and out. All right, thank you.
All right.
Come in, Carly. We got another 8 minutes to go. Come in, please. No, take the radio down.
Good night. Yeah, what I would suggest is that I would go to the parliamentary representative and discuss my situation because the welfare system will be able to assist her, and I sure bet she will get a little $600, to help out the situation. Or what they can do is make a little pepper sauce or soap on a weekend. She could tell him to do, and they could fix up a little something. And if the business start to bloom good, they could get somebody to come and give them a little helping hand. And money will come in from that area. You never know. The Small Business Association will probably help them with the little $5,000, and something will blossom, and they could get one or two people to assist them along the way. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
All right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. They can do that. And when they get themselves all sorted out, she ain't got hurt. She had both the welfare money no more. Tell the representative, listen, thank you very much. And we will
do the little thing. And they say, you ain't got to do no stress for nothing. Or she could do a little popcorn or something. So I'll get some nuts, some hip. And he could go and sell in the bus stand or whatever. You don't got a whole no problem. He's going to do your little thing. You understand?
All right, then.
Like not shopping, like nuts for sale. And he would make little money on his side when he come in for the evening, go and do a little 2 hour or whatever, sell out a bag of nuts, make a couple of dollars, and have a help situation too.
Good suggestion.
Or she could get a little tray and sell a little things to the school children from home. You sell them little nuts and things to the school children come in the morning and then for the evening. So you ain't got a full-time job there.
Yeah, she could do that too on the weekend. She could make little sweet bread or whatever. And slice it up and go in bus down and sell a couple of slices and think, or somebody might not want to buy a whole bread and things like that. And move from there, do a little pepper sauce. And so people want a little pepper sauce put on the meat and things like that. And that was all this. I'll do a little seasoning, bottle a little seasoning and things like that. I'll get some sweet potato, make a little sweet potato flour and cassava flour and things like that. And get a little help from Small Business Association with the packaging and the labeling and send the things to the trade fair. And then get one or two people to assist him with the business. And in the long run, he might be doing so good that he ain't going to work for nobody.
Very good suggestion, man. You want to take some more calls?
Not only that, some of the money that he made, he could reinvest it in the business or buy some shares and on the market. And then they got this solo whatever thing coming up. And when he made little money, push it in there because that would be new and that would bring a little money and things like that. And think about investing from off the little side business. Look, they got some people that was working in the factory, was just to do the jams and the pepper sauce and things. And now they got big labels selling on the international market and in the region and stuff like that. You'd be surprised to see what sort of money you can make. A lot of people make sugar cakes and what you call the thing now, all them little sweet things that children like and get two household to them sort of things. Yeah? So yep. I don't see why he should bother sit down and think and plan about what you gotta do. You might got a relative that could assist you and you ain't gotta pay them the money, but when you make money from the little sweet thing, you give them a little something. You understand? They could even do a little
pay. She got real financial.
Get somebody from the hotel school. You see, you know, the got students that's got on attachment, you could get them. You don't even got paid thing if you can't afford. And if you're making money, he could give them a little sign, bring somebody to do a little pastry for them, sell to the supermarket. On your way.
Thank you, man. Very, very well said. Right. Really appreciate it. Really appreciate it. Very good, very good. Come right in, please. This may be the last caller coming. 4341.
Last caller.
4341790. This is it. Last caller. 28 pass. Come in.
Yeah, Ken. Good night. This one is especially for you. When the program first started, when you say that you need a hamper for some of the callers. The guy that just called before the lady that just called, I think he deserved a hamper for tonight.
But we ain't got any hamper yet.
That contribution made tears come from my eyes.
Oh dear.
My eyes, solid. He was solid.
He's one of the best callers we had for the night.
My yes.
He's one of the best.
The gentleman who spoke from experience.
Yeah,
yes,
I supported him.
He deserves something for the night.
But I was just suggesting to the presenters that
it's a good suggestion
that they get something, but they can't do it from the night because the suggestion.
But if it mature,
Mm-hmm.
I think you all should have taken his name and keep the gift for him. Let him be first.
He and his wife. Especially wife.
They are two gems. They're beautiful.
Okay. Sir. Yeah. All right.
Have a good night.
All right, man. All right, man.
Good night.
It's all back to you, presenters. Again, another wonderful night.
Yes, right. Another engrossing evening here on My Love Discussion. We heard both sides of the coin. Everybody, you know, made some very valuable points. Again, I want to thank everybody who called in, and especially the gentleman who called to give his own personal experience in the situation of having faced a similar thing. But you've got to remember at the end of the day that stress is a killer. You know, everybody is not able to handle pressure, and stress is something that could cause high blood pressure, could cause stroke, and, you know, can even cause death. So, there are different things you have to look at, and as Ken alluded to earlier in the evening, one of the major things is communication. How we communicate these things. You don't just jump up and say yes and no and get hostile to your partner. You know, you can communicate. Some callers say in these situations, you find ways of lessening your financial commitments. Lord. You look at ways of, okay, do we really need to have so-and-so in the house? Do we really need to eat at so-and-so every 3 weeks? Do the children really need to change their clothes every day? Do we need to get a new hair to wear every month? You find ways to cut some money, because a penny saved is a penny gained. And then you can also look at the small ways of making money. Okay, your back is giving you trouble. You can't do a full-time job. But all as one caller said, well, you don't get a little trace and nuts and crackers and little cheesies and put out the window. Many school children get up in the morning. They shout here, you come and bring them. They come back up at 3 o'clock in the evening. And you do a little thing. Find little ways to make money. But certainly, I would not tell anybody to go and push themselves into a very stressful environment, because, as I said, stress kills.
Correct. Oh, there was another great show. I enjoyed tonight, Ken. I want to shout out all the callers overseas. Had a Foster in Boston. Margarita Linton over there in the Bronx. Good evening to y'all. Hope y'all enjoyed the show. Hope everyone enjoyed the show. I will see y'all next week, same time, 9 p.m. URB 92.9 FM.
Goodbye.
Okay, goodbye, everybody. Bye-bye, presenters. Bye-bye. Catch you next week.
She sister and a whole lot, but you know that is jealousy and envy. All them soldiers want to divide me. So when they cook that dangerous talk and bring with it up fine and throw me the stuff them, cause you know that I ain't perfect. But every skirt I see, I don't rush after it. I love you and only you alone. Ears got my paper, can't let fall. Yeah, yeah, sweet, sweet, sweet. So from now you're gonna rot on my teeth. Yeah, sweet, even when you fry sugar water, just come out your eyes.